Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Teeravanachari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text 37, The Forest of Material Enjoyment. Evam vita vietasanga vivreda vairanubando pi purva vasanaya mitha udvahati atavapahati. Although people may be enemies, in order to fulfill their desires again and again, they sometimes get married. Huh. Unfortunately, these marriages do not last very long, and the people involved are separated again by divorce or by other means. Purport. As stated previously, every conditioned soul has a propensity to cheat, even in marriage. Everywhere in this material world, one conditioned soul is envious of another. For the time being, people may remain friends, but eventually they become enemies again and fight over money. Sometimes they marry and then separate by divorce or other means. On the whole, unity is never permanent due to the cheating propensity. Both parties always remain envious. Even in Krishna consciousness, separation and enmity take place due to the prominence of material propensities. The separation of friendships. Etasmin samsaradvaninan klesho pasarga. The path of this material world is full of material miseries. And various troubles disturb the conditioned souls. Sometimes he loses and sometimes he gains. In either case, the path is full of danger. Sometimes the conditioned soul is separated from his father by death or other circumstances. Leaving him aside, he gradually becomes attached to others, such as his children. In this way, the conditioned soul is sometimes illusioned and afraid. Sometimes he cries loudly out of fear. Sometimes he is happy, maintaining his family. And sometimes he is overjoyed and sings melodiously. In this way he becomes entangled and forgets his separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead since time immemorial. Thus he traverses the dangerous path of material existence, and so and on this path he is not at all happy. Those who are self-realized simply take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to get out of this dangerous material existence. Without accepting the path of devotional service, one cannot get out of the clutches of material existence. The conclusion is that no one can be happy in material life. One must take to Krishna consciousness. Purport. By thoroughly analyzing the materialistic way of life, any sane man can understand that there is not the least happiness in this world. However, due to continuing on the path of danger from time immemorial and not associating with saintly persons, the conditioned soul under illusion wants to enjoy this material world. Material energy sometimes gives him a chance at so-called happiness, but the conditioned soul is perpetually being punished by material nature. It is therefore said, Dandya Jani Raja Jena Nadite Chubaya. Madhulila 21, 118. Materialistic life means continuous unhappiness, but sometimes we accept happiness as it appears between the gaps. Sometimes a condemned person is submerged in the water and hauled out. Actually, all of this is meant for punishment, but he feels a little comfort when he's taken out of the water. This is the situation for the conditioned soul. All the shastras therefore advise that one associate with devotees and saintly persons. Sadhu sanga sarva shastre kai lava matra sadhu sangi sarva siddhi hoy. Even by a little association with devotees, the conditioned soul can get out of this miserable material condition. This Krishna consciousness movement is there for trying to give everyone a chance to associate with saintly people. Therefore, all the members of this Krishna consciousness society must themselves be perfect sadhus in order to give a chance to fallen souls. This is the best humanitarian work. God. So Prabhupada was talking before about even in this movement, people cheat their guru for money, right? And we should be careful to follow the regular principles. And he's saying even in Krishna consciousness, there's separation through divorce, and people fight over money in their family relations and their social relations. Now he's talking about the importance of the Krishna consciousness movement, that everybody should become sadhus to give a chance to all the fallen conditioned souls. So he's talking a lot about, you know, the Hare Krishna movement in terms of this forest of material enjoyment. Any comments? Anybody? Questions? Yeah. Yeah.
This movement is the solution. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of difficult to understand because,
yeah,
okay, here there's a problem, but these are the people who give you the solution.
Yeah. No, again, when I was in Berkeley, when a reporter asked Prabhupada, are there problems in your temples? And Prabhupada kind of laughed, you know, and said, this is a material world. There are problems everywhere. And if you look at Krishna's pastimes, he probably didn't say this, but it's there. You know, when Krishna was personally present in Vrindavan, ISKCON Vrindavan, temple president was Krishna, right? You know, then what was happening? These demons were coming, and they were so terrifying that the girls were having you know, abortions, you know, losing their babies just because there's a terror like that, you know? So, you know, so therefore we shouldn't go to Vrindavan, we shouldn't take shelter of Krishna, you know? No, that's from, another also true, the same, when Prabhupada was also in Berkeley at the same time. This is part of his arrival address. He made this thing where he said, I was coming from Los Angeles, and the pilot came back next to me and was talking, you know? And this is about 2 years ago in Spain. I saw, Dwayne had a movie at his house, and I saw a video of that. He was Prabhupada, like he was on the airplane, and it was actual video of Prabhupada walking in, on the campus in Berkeley. Never saw it before. But yeah, the pilot came back, Prabhupada was sitting in the aisle seat, and then Prabhupada came back, the pilot was standing there, next kind of robust guy, talking to Prabhupada like that. I think the stewardess was also standing there too, like that. And they had a little discussion about, you know, philosophy and stuff like that. So Prabhupada said, when he got to Berkeley, he said, the pilot asked me, you know, Swamiji, you know, if God is all good, you know, why is there evil? So this is one of the most basic questions like that. You know? And Prabhupada said, I explained it like this, so like, you know, you tell me if I explained it properly or not. From the point of view of the sun, he only sees light. You know? The sun cannot see darkness like that. He can't, like, you know, he just can't see it. You know? So from the point of view of Krishna, everything is nice. You know? But when we turn our back on Krishna, then we see our own enormous shadow, like that. You know? Yeah, yeah. Not very big, but it's, you know, it's like big enough to cause us always anxiety. You know? So as long as we're facing Krishna, we also only see light. You know? So from one point of view, even, you know, even the problems, all the problems in the material world and deceit and duplicity and stuff are all nice. It's all, you know, very nice. You know. From one point of view, you know. And within the Hare Krishna movement especially, it's like then Krishna is personally orchestrating these problems. You might say the outside Durga's doing it, chance, nature, okay, you know, but inside the Krishna consciousness movement, whatever duplicity and envy and anger and, you know, happen here, that's Krishna's personal arrangement, you know, for us. Right? That's being arranged by Subhadra. She's taking care of the fighting in here, you know. If we're in ISKCON, you know. And it's happening in ISKCON. Like that. Yeah. So why is that? Well, because, yeah, to always, you know, because somebody, for example, somebody's becoming the parole board comes. You talk to different prisoners. Okay, the warden's recommended you. We talk to the psychologist. We talk to these people and guards. And, yeah, they all say it's good. You took these tests. And as far as we're concerned, it's, you know, you should get out of here. It's a waste of time if you just spend more time in prison. But we have to submit this to the governor's office, and he can reject our suggestions, but no governor in the history of the entire state of Idaho has ever rejected any suggestions. And you have to take some medical tests, you know, before you leave, just for statistics and stuff. So probably it's going to be about 1 month more, maybe 6 weeks before you get out, like that. You know? Okay. So, you know, you're out, basically. You know, But that time in the guard, see that you're starting to have like a little bit more association with one like a real rascal prisoner like that, and they give you like a little, you know, they're watching you more carefully, you know, because they don't want you like to slip in this during this 6 weeks. It'd be heartbreaking if you had some fall down in these like 6 weeks and had to extend it, you know. So then, you know, the Maya is always, well, maybe become a little attached to honor, prestige. You know, Prabhupada says even says the demigods want something, you know, for their service, you know. He says, you know, even Yamaraj, he's after rank and position. Maybe not this Yamaraj, but in general, yeah, to become the Yamaraj, even he wants to be the Yamaraj, you know, like position, rank, you know? Yeah? So in the Krishna consciousness movement, then we start finding that these problems are being orchestrated just so we're just not attached, you know? Well, I'm becoming a little bit attached to becoming this kind of, you know, authority or that kind of authority, right? Yeah? And so then Krishna arranges something, so you're in all your... You know, you can discuss it with your position, right, and your rank, yeah, like that. And it's, I don't want this, you know, because there's a little materialism in it, entering in, like that, yeah. And so, well, I trust this person because we flatter each other, and you know, we form our little group against our enemies, and like that. And then something happens. This person deals with me very harshly, you know, and, you know, yeah, in Krishna consciousness, yeah, or doesn't, you know, or argues over the money he owes me, you know. Vaisheshika has one joke. Two guys are walking to the theater together in San Francisco, and they cut through an alley because it's short. Then one man jumps out of the hallway there or something with the mask on, the gun, and says, "Give me your money," you know. And the guys are pulling their wallets out, shaking. And one guy says to the other, he says, "Hey, you know that $100 I owe you?" Yeah. So later on, you know, he may say, "Oh, you still owe it to me," you know, like that. So, you know. But he's your friend. You know. "No, I didn't. I get back to you," you know. So this happens to you, even in Krishna consciousness, then you know, these different materialistic friendships and all these kind of things, Krishna's always agitating us. You know? So from that perspective, you know, we can see these things, but that doesn't mean that we should then also tolerate problems. You know, we should see these things and try and correct people and act properly, you know, here also like that. You know, and Krishna will help us. You know? So that's what I would say, is that, you know, it's a material world, and it's under Krishna's control, you know. And so if we come here, and some people may come, and everybody's polite and friendly, and everything's happening very nice, and you feel very comfortable here, and you like that, you know. And so Krishna, he won't, you know, you won't see these problems. You won't see dishonesty, all these kind of things. That's your, you know, your position. Krishna needs to give you like a nice experience of this Krishna consciousness movement, you know. And a little bit later on, he starts to show you that, well, yeah, you know, it's a, I mean, so many times people come. I remember one guy was coming and saying, "Well, I found it now. I found this place, and everything is perfect here." And I'm telling him, "Well, you know, there's still like, you know, problems in this Hare Krishna movement, and he's saying somebody stole his shoes, like, you know, like the next time he came or something, you know." So then he was like, "Going to reject this, gone totally, you know." You got to understand, it's like it's a mental hospital. It's like you go to the hospital. Okay, fine. Good example. Okay, you go to the hospital. That's the only solution for curing your disease, right? But then if you become disturbed because there's so many diseased people there, it's like, what do you expect in the hospital, you know? I mean, more diseased people than other people, other places, some ways. Or at least it's going to be more obvious, you know? It's going to be more obvious. But there are people that have come in there for their cure, and they're in their proper position. Like somebody has a contagious disease, they put them in a certain place. I remember one devotee, because we saw him just recently, they made us put on these like suits all over our whole bodies and put these masks on our face before we went in there. When they came out, they had us in a certain area to remove them like that and stuff, like, you know, and sanitary thing to get rid of them, you know. So, as I would say, there's, you know, there's recourse to different kinds of things here. But in the end, we all have free will, and we have to, you know, be determined, you know, to take advantage of all these resources, right? And to avoid the different kinds of problems, you know. But then here, yeah, you know, you can get it here.
Is it possible to go back to Gandhi in one lifetime? The situation where this time is today, practicing the devotional service in this manner?
Yeah.
Is it assured that you know, can go back to
Krishna? There's one nice story when devotee Balabhadra, who's from Ireland. I think since then he's had some problems like this and that, you know, I've heard. But he wrote a little book about his wife's departure, You read this story? I told it before. Yeah, yeah. She was like she's a professional accountant. Yeah, but she was just a professional accountant, and so in the yatra, you know, she was like handling the bookkeeping and reporting and stuff like that. And she wasn't a big book distributor. She wasn't anything extraordinary. She was just like what you might find a nice devotee, like that. Maybe any of us here, anybody here at all? Okay. And then she started having headaches. Went to the hospital, and they discovered a thing, and she had like inoperable brain cancer. You know. And they just punched a hole and drained out the excess fluid like that, so she felt better. They said she'll feel better for some time, but it's just don't be deceived. You know? So her family started coming. Some of her kids were in Lachua, and they were coming, one son, one daughter. And it went on and on. He told the whole history like that. And they said she was supposed to die within like 6 months or something, but it was like 18 months before she finally left her body. And they gave her morphine or something for the pain, and she took a little bit, and she said, all it does is make me dull. It doesn't remove the pain. It just makes you so stupid you can't focus on it, you know? And that makes it very difficult to be Krishna conscious. So forget that. Whatever Krishna sends, I'll just take it. You know? Then they started engaging in together more intense Krishna consciousness. Like they'd been to India together, and so they started doing Manchitra Govardhan Parikrama, you know, going around. He would sit there and they would just go one spot after another, and they would remember like what happened and stuff like that. And then so many things like that. You know, then she couldn't not go. She couldn't. After sometimes she was so immobile, she couldn't even go to see the deities for darshan like that. You know, and so so one time then Balabhadra came back to her room after doing the puja in the morning, and the devotees were there. And came in. And she said, "Oh, the deities are wearing green today, or something like that." You know, he was like shocked. He saw that. You know, and so he asked for a detail, and she knew that too. And it was like, wow. Then another time, he was trying to convince some of the ladies to do some service outside like that, you know. And he heard her voice from the inside. She said, "Prabhu," you know. She said, "They're women. If they don't want to do it, they aren't going to do it," like that. So he looked at them, and they kind of smiled, and yeah, like that. So she's also very pragmatic, and she was just like, wasn't spaced out about, you know, ladies at her age or men, and just, you know, everybody get to work and do their own thing. Then another time, I guess before that or something, they were walking back to the room, and she started crying. He said, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" She said, I think I know who I am in Krishna's Leela, you know. And then and he says, "Oh," you know. And she said, "But I don't want to be a sahajya," you know. She said, "It's okay, whatever. We'll just take it as it comes, and you know, try to understand these things, you know." And so then she started describing, like, you know, these different experiences. She was just this meditation, bhava, dreams, or whatever, you know. But then, you know, she said, I'm a little girl, and I helped Mother Yashoda pack Krishna's lunch, you know. And she was describing everybody, what he looked like, you know. And Krishna was all very handsome. It was like, that, you know. And then he said, but Nanda Maharaj is also very handsome. He said, but he's also a little fat, you know, like that. But Bhagavad Gita says that in the Krishna book, he's a little robust, you know. Vaishya, you know. And then she said, what do you do when you're not, you know, helping pack the lunch and stuff? So I play with my ball, you know. And she said, what color is my ball? And he said, oh, red. She said, no, green, no, blue, you know. She said, you'll never guess, you know. It's many colors, you know, like that, you know. So it went on like this. And all these, you know, these mystical experiences, the consciousness, and finally, you know, two girls were helping her with her body and stuff. She was immobile finally. And so they're trying to helping wash her, and she said, don't worry, it's not necessary anymore. They've already called for number 25. Like you go someplace, you pull your number and you wait, 22, 23. So they've already called for 25. Like, meaning like, you know, her. Yeah, this is a matter of time. You know? So maybe it was the next day or the day after that, then one of the girls ran down and was just going, Balabhadra, come quick, Manji's going, you know. So he said he came up and she was just black, you know, from just like, you know, lack of oxygen. And then she took a choking breath and came back and he's breathing, you know. And then he said, don't hang on, let go. And she kind of nodded, and the next time, you know, they're gone like that. You know? And everything, and a really nice, you know, the cremation, everything like that. So it's a longer book like that, but it's just, Shivaram Swami was saying the same thing. He visited her and everything else like that. And, you know, said it was, as far as he could tell too, it was just, you know, it was just showing that you just stay in ISKCON, follow the process, associate with devotees, and yes, you're going to, you know, revive your original consciousness, your original position. You get out of this, you know, this sponge, you come out of the sponge, like that. So, there's one example. Yeah. I think other people too. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Questions? Yeah. The forest of material enjoyment? It's like Disneyland or something like that, you know. The forest, have an amusement park or the forest of material enjoyment. Yeah. This would make a nice movie, huh? I mean, you can make a nice, you know, cartoon out of this with all these things happening, the elephants and like that and stuff, you know. Like that, sometimes he's running here and there, this and that, you know. Wow. Oh, it's actually the whole Bhagavatam. I've heard that, was it Ramananda Sagar? He talked to Prabhupada about his project to make these movies and stuff like that, and, you know, Prasad and... And Prabhupada said, very nice, yes, and that. And he said, I want to do maybe Mahabharata was finishing or something. I want to do the Bhagavatam next, whatever it is. You know? And so then, and all, everything, especially the 10th canto, I want to have that very detailed and everything else like that. And Prabhupada said, well, why don't you do the first two cantos, you know, first with great detail? And he said, well, no, yeah, we'll do those also, Prabhupada, and we'll do like that. And he said, yeah, but the first two cantos like that. Yes, we'll also do them, Prabhupada. Yes, we'll make a little bigger Prabhupada. You know. So Prabhupada was emphasizing, you know, this for common people and stuff, these first two cantos, and really expand them, you know. This canto, the stories are very intense, you know. And even Prabhupada's purports are, like I say, are, you know, very intense at this point, you know. Because it's very advanced, you know, fifth canto. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Archita. I think I know her. Because I know an Archita Das. He's a photographer, you know. Oh, Archana City, because it's Archita. Archita is a photographer. Okay, yeah. Panama?
Yeah.
That's in South America.
Yeah. And she will write for the how nicely they bring the Jagannatha
Thakra.
Wow. Yeah, it was very beautiful, very nice.
Oh, wow.
But she was writing when the devotee in the beginning, they were serving together, kind of six devotees, maybe six families, I forgot now.
Mm-hmm.
But the main point she was describing her work together very intensely.
Yeah.
And we are in the fight.
Yeah.
So she gives the energy of the
Yeah.
So first of all, you know, this
Oh. All the poison and everything else. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We have demon devotee, everything in
your Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not together.
Yeah.
You have to wait for the nectar. Don't
Yeah. Yeah.
So I like that. I mean, the analogy is perfectly for Viraj,
you
know, because we still have demon and devotee to go in our
body. Oh, yeah.
So she said, perfectly they've been done the service, but after that, you know, this and that, you know, but you have to stay in this spawn and wait for the nectar.
Yeah, yeah. But also, too, you have to learn how to, you know, avoid the poison.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, certain people, you have personality conflicts with them.
Yeah.
And you both appreciate that this is a nice devotee, but this devotee has a different way of looking at things, and, you know, and his associates and I have a different way of looking at things, and it's better if he's in Bombay and I'm in Calcutta. And then we go, oh, how do you bowl, Prabhu, and how's your service? And then, then actually we can develop, like, appreciation for the devotee, and it gets to the point where we can actually just really appreciate, you know.
Yeah, then
it's
very
particular
advice, but
you
were saying that
avoid
the conflict.
Like you said,
yeah.
Find a place.
Yeah.
And
you Yeah. Because then only Uttamadhikari can really, you know, see everybody in their pure spiritual position. A Madhyamadhikari can see everybody in their spiritual position by being careful. You know, this aspect of this person's personality agitates me. So I have to avoid that, because then I'll just become agitated by a material thing. I mean, maybe either attracted or repulsed. And like, you know, men and women, maybe some men are attracted to certain ladies and they're smiling and how they talk, and he realizes this is just, you know, it's going to agitate a material consciousness, and it'll be maybe sweet now, where I'm joking with her in the pujari room or something, you know. But then after some time, it's going to turn the opposite side, and they'll be fighting, and this is just a material thing, you know. So I should keep my association with the opposite sex, you know, under control, especially with this person, because their character, you know, I like intelligent women. She's an intelligent woman, you know. Oh, okay, I like aggressive women. She's an aggressive woman. So I got to watch out my association with this particular Prabhu, right? Because it'll simply agitate my material consciousness, and I won't be able to see this person from a spiritual perspective. Yeah? So begin to realize, and this Madhyamadhikari uses intelligence how to associate with people to keep on a spiritual platform with everybody. And Uttamadhikari doesn't even think about it. It's just automatic reaction, right? It's automatically adjusts like that. You know? Yeah? It's gone. It's gone back to Vrinda Ki Jai. So Papad Ki. Tomorrow, more of the amusement park and the pure nature.